The Final Star, a story from 2006. She stopped what she was doing and took a step back, looking at her handiwork. The tree sparkled with multicoloured lights reflecting on the numerous ornaments that dotted around the tree. It would do. She'd only decided to put the tree up at the last moment. For her, this Christmas was an empty shell of what it had been in the past. Her only daughter was 3,000 miles away across the stormy sea with her family. Sure, she'd get the phone call, or if she remembered how to get things to work, a webcam session on the computer. The computer was something her husband had bought them so that they'd be able to keep in contact with their daughter. Last Christmas, he had spent hours teaching her how to use the computer to enable them to see and talk to their daughter and their grandchildren. It was almost like he was showing her because he knew. He knew that the next Christmas he would not be there to create the link. Just 4 months previous, she had suddenly found herself alone. One morning, he'd simply just not woken up. She never imagined life without her husband, but over the last month, it was something she just had to deal with. Now, being Christmas, it was even harder. She wiped away a tear that had leaked from her eye and took a final look at the tree. There was only one thing missing. The final star. Every Christmas, the star had always been the final item on the tree, placed there by the two of them, as if to underline that they were ready for Christmas. This year, when she'd unpacked the Christmas decorations, she'd found the star, broken, just like her heart. She sat sipping her coffee, looking at a tree. He looked so empty without the star, just like her life was without her husband. Sitting on the table beside her sat a pile of cards. She'd not been able to open the festive greetings when so many had been addressed to Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Picking the first one from the pile, she opened it and read the words inside. It was too much. Tears she'd held back for months streamed down her face. She dropped the letter and buried her head in her hands. Why had he been taken away from her? What did she have to celebrate this Christmas? Leaving the pile of letters unopened, she made her way to a lonely bed to cry herself to sleep. It seemed she'd only just gone to sleep when a now loud knocking on the front door woke her up. She looked across at the clock through heavy-rimmed eyes. It was 10 past 10. Who'd be calling at this time of the night? The knocking came again. "Hold on, hold on, I'm coming," she shouted, pulling her dressing gown round her as she descended the stairs to the front door. A small face was pressed up against the glass. "Carol singers this late at night?" She opened the door and was nearly bowled over as two young children jumped at her, wrapping their arms round her. "Merry Christmas, Grandma!" "Merry Christmas, Mum," came the voice of her daughter Rosemary and her husband as they moved into the light from the hallway. "What? How? Why didn't you tell me?" Words were lost as fresh tears piled down her face as her daughter hugged her close. "Mum, we sent a letter in the Christmas card." She looked back at the pile of cards still unopened on the table. Still in a state of shock, she led the family into the living room. While her husband took the cases and the children up to the bedroom, Rosemary sat with her mum. "You did know we were coming, didn't you, Mum?"
I didn't get around. I couldn't."
Tears once more. "Mum, we could not let you spend Christmas alone, or any other Christmas for that matter."
"I don't understand."
"Mum, after Christmas we'll start planning for you to come back and stay with us." Further conversation was stopped by two children filled with the love of excitement of the trip. The love of their grandmother and the joy of Christmas came running down the stairs.
"Grandma, Grandma," they both shouted, "we've bought you a special Christmas present. Dad says we can open it early."
Eager little hands thrust a package at her.
But I can't."
Rosemary put her hand on her mother's as her husband came and stood behind her with the two children, eyes wide as saucers with excitement.
"Mum, please. The children bought this with their own money. It means a lot to them."
Slowly she opened the package. Under the wrapping of the tissue paper, she carefully removed a bright, shining star. Rosemary took the star and, with help from her husband, placed it on top of the Christmas tree. Hugging her children to her, she looked at the star glittering at the top of the tree. The final star was in place. Now she could celebrate Christmas.